Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Market Report for Friday the 9th of April 2021, where in just a few minutes I tell you everything you need to know about what's happened in financial markets and the world of economics today. I'm Michael Thompson, in the studio this afternoon for Sean Aylmer. The S&P ASX 200 was flat today, closing just 3.6 points down to 6,995.2 points. The slight fall meant the index rose by 2.4% for the week and finished beneath the 7,000-point threshold. The travel companies had a rough day off the back of news the federal government was limiting the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine to recipients over the age of 50. It follows a link being established between the vaccine and a very rare blood clot disorder in younger recipients. It's a major barrier to the fast rollout of the vaccine, and while the government announced the purchase of an additional 20 million vials of the alternative Pfizer vaccine, they're unlikely to arrive until late this year. The impact was felt across the travel stocks in particular. Corporate Travel Management was down 3%, Flight Centre dropped 2.6%, and Webjet closed 2.4% lower. But the Prime Minister did offer a slight glimmer of hope, talking about the potential for overseas trips and what settings will be needed to allow vaccinated Australians to travel without hotel quarantine. Qantas closed up 0.5%. The biggest gains on the ASX 200 today came from the gold miners. The top two performers were Silver Lake Resources, which was up more than 6.1%, and Westgold Resources, up 5.9%. Ramelius Resources, Regis Resources, Evolution Mining, Resolute Mining, Perseus Mining and Gold Road Resources all closed up more than 2%. It was a good day to be mining gold. Gold itself is down slightly to $1,748 an ounce, but it's had a good run so far this month. Remember, gold generally does best when things don't look so flash. And the other big mover today was online retailer Kogan.com. It rose almost 6% after an ordinary couple of weeks that saw the share price bottom out at $12. It's now trading at $13.30. In corporate news, Afterpay said it had increased its ownership of its US arm from 80% to 91%, using funds the Buy Now, Pay Later group raised in February. Kerry Stokes made news this week with his Seven Group Holdings lifting their stake in the international building and construction materials group Boral. After buying further into the company in September last year, 6 months later Seven could use creep provisions to acquire an additional 3% to now own almost 23% of the company. What's a creep provision? Well, in most circumstances, it allows a major shareholder to buy another 3% in a company every 6 months without having to make a declaration under Australian takeover laws. There you go. In economic news, the Reserve Bank said it was on alert for increased risk-taking by overly optimistic borrowers, and that could happen even if the banks maintained lending standards. In its semi-annual statement on the financial system, the bank played down the threat of rapidly rising house prices because so far it hasn't resulted in a build-up of debt. In foreign currency markets, the Aussie dollar is currently trading at 75.95 US cents, and for the cryptocurrency investors, one Bitcoin is now valued at $57,841. Oil is trading down slightly with Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate at a touch under $60 a barrel. And just recapping Wall Street overnight, not a lot going on. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.2%, the broad-based S&P 500 was 0.4% higher, and the Nasdaq got a kick along, jumping more than 1% on the back of solid rises in market leaders Apple, Microsoft, and Tesla. One notable measure is the Chicago Board of Exchange Volatility Index, better known as the VIX, which is at its lowest level in more than a year. Theoretically, it means markets should be in for a calmer period, but I wouldn't bet on it. That's it for the afternoon market report for Friday the 9th of April 2021. Sean Aylmer will be back tomorrow morning for the weekend edition of Fear and Greed, everything you need to know from the last 7 days, and then on Sunday morning, Adam Lang takes the microphone for a chat to KPMG about a major push for changes to paid parental leave. I'm Michael Thompson, enjoy your evening.